Could we all please rise for the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis?
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everybody. I formally declare the special council meeting for the City of Perth open at exactly 4:01 p.m. The purpose of this meeting is for council to consider safe night spaces. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and take this opportunity to pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. It is indeed a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, can I ask you to recite the prayer, please?
I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of... I'm taking over your role,
Lord.
Right. Sorry.
No. Many have sought that role, but it's hard to get.
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Michelle. Please be seated, everybody. Just go through the attendance. In attendance today is the Lord Mayor, that's me, Michelle, the Deputy Lord Mayor, Sandy Angie, Councillor Di Bain, Councillor Clive Bevan, Councillor Brent Fleeton sends his apologies and we send our well wishes back to him, Councillor Liam Gobbett, Councillor Rebecca Gordon, Councillor Victor Coe and Councillor Catherine Leeser, also in attendance, the Chief Executive Officer, the General Manager, Infrastructure and Operations. Have I got the right title there? General Manager, Community Development, General Manager, Planning and Economic Development.
Who may be running late, he's not here. Well, maybe an apology.
Okay, all right. Well, apology accepted. General Manager, Corporate Services, Project Director, Strategic Finance, Alliance Manager, Executive Services, Alliance Manager, Governance, Governance Coordinator, and Governance Officer. We have accepted apologies from Councillor Fleeton. Are there any elected members on an approved leave of absence? There are not. Item 4.1, public questions, noting that this is a special council meeting in accordance with Regulation 7 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. Questions must relate to the purpose of the meeting. Now, CEO, have there been any questions received?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Well, are there any public questions from the floor? No.
No.
Okay. Item 4.0. No.
Deputation. Oh, sorry.
No. No. Items 4.2. CEO, are there any deputations?
Yes, Lord Mayor. There are two deputations have been received from the East Perth Community Group, both in relation to item 6.1, Safe Night Spaces. Mr. Rob Mandanichi and Ms. Raj Doshi. Also in attendance from the East Perth Community Group is Michelle Maglosky.
Thank you, CEO. I reckon 2 out of 3 on the pronunciations, but hey, it's sometimes all about giving it a go and giving it your best effort, and I think it's a fine example to your daughter. In accordance with Section 5.93B of the Standing Orders Local, making myself laugh, 2009, there is a 10-minute limit for deputations. Rob, 10 minutes. Raj, 10 minutes. And I will ask both of you to please keep to that time limit. Ms. Mandanichi, please step forward to make your deputation in relation to... in relation to item 6.1, Safe Night Spaces, if you could. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd make a gag there, but I won't. You know where I'm going. Anyway.
Not really, I don't actually.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and councillors. We appreciate the seriousness of the Safe Night Spaces. I'm coming here on behalf of both the East Perth Community Group and the Terrace Working Group as part of that. But also, I think, as part of that organisation, one of the closest residents to the facility, the Evans Centre, which, you know, as many of you, I think you've all inspected it by now, you know it well, it's sat there for many years doing nothing. However, we just don't believe that this is a fit and proper purpose for that centre. And look, a couple of reasons we'd say is there's been limited community engagement and limited community consultation over the change of use of this centre and using it as a safe night space. We don't believe it's fit for purpose. It's too far from ancillary services required by a centre of this nature's clients. And I don't think anyone can argue with that. It's buttressed around residential developments, a park, an aged facility, some commercial facilities on its right flank, residences over the road, commercial facilities, 6PR, etc., over the road, the COVID team and police headquarters over the road, and a very large residential development on its diagonal corner at the old Chem Centre site. For these reasons, we just don't think it's a fit and proper use of the facility. A personal gripe I have, and a very personal story here, my 3.5-year-old loves the playground on the corner, and in case you haven't realised, there's a playground there. There's barbecues, there's an aged care facility behind it. We just don't think this is a fit and proper purpose for this facility. Anecdotal evidence I've received from people involved with similar centres around Perth, both metropolitan, suburban and regional Perth, from similar organisations to those proposed in tonight's agenda, tell me that this attracts undesirable and antisocial behaviour. Drug use, croming. As much as we say we're going to ban it, we're not going to introduce it, they're not going to be allowed to bring drugs, they're not going to be allowed to bring alcohol, I'm told by these operators of other similar facilities that that is inevitably what happens. And we're not suggesting that we don't want this facility. It's the location of the facility. We recognise there's a need for this facility. There's a deep need. Mr Mayor, you ran on a platform of these issues in your own election. Those councillors in this room who both ran for mayor and council ran on similar platforms. We recognise there's a need. We live with these people as well. You know, you call them, they're people without homes, people who have had a rough time, people who are on hard luck, but there are better spaces within the city. There's better spaces within East Perth. To come with a solution, we recognise that there's existing facilities down around City Farm Place and Lime Street that we think would be a much better fit. The East Perth Community Group in the past has also proposed other places, such as the Tattersall Centre and other facilities already inside the existing city that could be far more suitable in closer proximity to the ancillary services that clients of a facility like this would require. So I think that's really it. I mean, I come with a personal story, yes, and I declare that, you know, I look at this facility every day. I live over the road from this facility. I live on the opposite corner. It's not fit for purpose. I think we can do better, but I recognise we need a facility like this, but I think we've just got to find a better location inside the city. Thank you.
Mr Mandanich, you stated if you will, if there's any questions, they can be directed at you. I might take the opportunity to say just a couple of things. Firstly, this is a trial, so that is something to bear in mind, that if this facility, when this facility opens, it's not there forever. It is a trial and we will see how it goes with further community consultation. I will also add that two of our councillors live in very close proximity to the safe night space being proposed for the Rod Evans Centre, and they, understanding the need as you have, recognising a deep need as you said, they too have recognised the deep need and have said it has to go somewhere, and they understand why this is a good option. The other thing I want to say is that this is a safe night space for women and children, the most vulnerable in our community, the most vulnerable. And I am compelled to say that the Rod Evans Centre, with a roof over their heads, is better than the alternative should they present to the facility needing some refuge and needing somewhere to be able to put a roof over their head for the night. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us to be able to step up to our responsibility in this area. Also, I will add that security is a major part of the Rod Evans Centre development for the safe night space. I would like to think that this is actually going to bring a greater safety to the area because there will be around-the-clock security as part of the provision of this safe night space. I understand that it is difficult and can be perhaps confronting, but I think it's confronting for everybody. And quite frankly, this council, and you're quite right, many of us did talk about this during our election campaigns. It has to start somewhere. We have to step up. I've said many, many times, this is a state government responsibility, homelessness. It's a state government responsibility. But if the state government are either A, not going to step up and accept the responsibility, or B, their proposal is a common ground facility, which sounds excellent, yet is a minimum of 3 years away, what are we going to do with those people who we categorise as our most vulnerable? What are we going to do with them? What provision are we going to make for them to be able to be safe when they are in need or when they are in fear? And I appreciate that it is not easy for members of the community, and it is not necessarily palatable to have that facility in close proximity to them. But we have a responsibility to those who are most vulnerable in our community. And this is the area, this is the centre that was identified by our staff as the best fit for the provision of this facility. And that's why we've reached the point that we have reached. I do sympathise. I do have empathy for you, and I do have empathy and compassion for you, Mr. Mandanici. But I also have empathy and compassion for those people who might consider themselves in the most vulnerable and who might turn to this facility for some help and for some refuge. And right now, we have to apply great consideration to them as well. I thank you for being here tonight, though, and if there's anybody else that might have any questions, I'll invite those councillors to ask them. Councillor Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Lord Mayor. If I may ask a question through you to Mr. Mandanici. Are you presenting here tonight on behalf of the East Perth Community Group, and how does one come to speak on their behalf, or are you just speaking as a member of that group? I'm not necessarily expressing the opinion of that group, if that makes sense.
Speaking both as a member of that group and on behalf of that group, and on behalf of that group's executive.
Thank you, Councillor Gordon. Are there any further questions for Rob? Rob, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You didn't state your address. Would you mind stating your address? It is customary that we ask for everybody's address.
Residential or business?
Well, residential.
14 at 5 Hay Street, East Perth.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. So, Mr. Mandanici, I'm going to now ask Raj Doshi to step forward to make your deputation in relation to item 6.1, Safe Night Spaces. Good evening, Raj.
Good evening, Lord Mayor, Councillors, and everybody else. I've never done this before, so please bear with me. I live at 122 189 Adelaide Terrace, East Perth, and I'm here to represent the East Perth Community Group and more so the working group along Adelaide Terrace, which I chair. Okay. So the Safe Night Space, I know it's been really controversial within our group, and we've got a lot of people who have a lot of opinions on it, very similar to what we're going to talk about. But the one of the things is the communication and the media that's gone around this. So I know that the website, the City of Perth website, has information on here which differs very much from what was discussed this morning at the at City Farm. For example, it's not for women and children. It's just for women, because that's what the document states. Mm-hmm. And it states also that only 30 people will be allowed at any given time. Just things like that. So the information on here is different from what's being told. And I just feel that if it's a bit more clearer and the direction is such that it's one word, it's one thing, it's easier to understand and people can understand it. It's a lot of hearsay with the Rod Evans. Everything feels quite secretive. The other thing that I wanted to raise was the fact that we talk about due diligence and transparency. The decision to do the safe night sleep at Rod Evans was decided in your very first meeting, or one of your very first meetings. But as with like the Wacker Pool, it's important to go and do a bit of homework and research before you actually make the decision. And I just feel that we've got a lot of things out there in the community, like churches and other organisations, that we could be speaking to before we just pick a location and spend $3 million over the next 3 years making it a temporary home for people. I think having a space like that and spending so much money on it for such a short period of time needs to be really looked at and considered. And yeah, that was it really. But yeah, the information, so like bean bags as opposed to being told they're mattresses, yes, they can sleep. The document says that it's not there for them to sleep. It's just really conflicting and confusing as to what the direction is.
Well, I might bring Emma Landers in, but I will, as best I can, just explain some of that as I understand it. And that is, as we did mention today, but obviously not incumbent on everybody being there today. I mean, if a woman presents with a child, the idea is not that a young child stays in that space overnight. The idea is that the services are there to be able to call in the expert help that makes the decision where that child is best to go when mum or the carer presents for refuge in our safe night space. But obviously, if the alternative is out on the street for the night in the cold where they are vulnerable and they're in danger, would the child be allowed to stay for the night? Well, I'm sure they would. And I can't imagine that anybody in this room would be recommending or suggesting otherwise. If there are 30 people in there and suddenly there is the need for four or five other vulnerable people to be taken in, would we make accommodation for them? Would anybody object to us doing that? Maybe they would. But I, for one, would think that if it's a safe night space and that we're advertising it for the most vulnerable in our community, the least we can do is take care of the most vulnerable in our community for that night before making an assessment at the next and best, most appropriate time, what can we do to step forward. So, yes, there might be some ambiguity, if you like, around what you've read, but there is a reason for that ambiguity, because we're dealing with something, there is no black and white. There is no one-size-fits-all. And there is no quite telling what situation is going to present itself on your doorstep at 10:30 at night from a person who is vulnerable and needs help. And if there's anything that I've learned in this space, it's that compassion and empathy needs to be devoted to those people to help them through the very difficult situation that they are through. But I will ask Emma Landers if there's anything that you might like to add, Emma, to this conversation.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. You actually described it perfectly. So the safe night space isn't being set up for children, but we do need to acknowledge that there will be situations where women will come with children. We definitely will not be turning them away. What we will be doing is we'll provide a room for them to go with their parent and bring in the appropriate services for that particular mother, I guess, and her children. In terms of the number of people, definitely we've limited to 30, but again, we won't be turning away people. And when I say we won't, it will be the service provider. What they'll be doing instead is seeking out other alternative accommodation options. So the service provider that is being recommended is very well networked. There's obviously other refuges. They also run refuges themselves, so there'll be other options that will be made available to other people. And just on the whether it's a safe place to sleep or to rest, we acknowledge that there won't be any beds for people to sleep, but we acknowledge that people will want to rest, which will also mean that they'll want to have a bit of a kip. So if they fall asleep in a comfy chair, it might be a mattress on the ground. There will be people sleeping, and that's definitely what we experienced with the trial that was run in 2020 at Roar Community Centre and Tranby Day Centre. Does that answer your questions?
Thank you, and I should point out manager community services and obviously and clearly has extensive experience in this area. Are there any questions, councillors, for Raj? Yes, Catherine.
Not really a question, just a comment, Lord Mayor. Did you know that today is Kindness Day from the East Perth Community Group?
No.
So today on their Facebook feed... sorry?
It's a national day of kindness.
Is it national? Okay. But there's some amazing things on their Facebook feed. So somebody bought everybody coffee.
Oh.
They just left $50 tab and everybody after them got coffee. There was neighbours checking on neighbours and some other interesting acts of kindness. So I just wanted to mention that and acknowledge East Perth Community Group because they're doing great work.
Well done. Thank you, Catherine. Well said. Well done, Michelle, to you and your team. Are there any other questions for Raj? Would anybody like to ask anything? Raj, as always, thank you for being here. We thank you for your enthusiasm and your commitment to the area. People like you make the city of Perth what it is, and we thank you for being here. And Rob, thank you to you also, and to Michelle, the President of the East Perth Community Group. As always, thank you for your energy and efforts towards your group, to East Perth and to the City of Perth. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Item 5 on the agenda is disclosure of interest. The CEO, have any disclosures been received?
No, Lord Mayor.
Item 6.1 is safe night spaces. Elected members, please note there was a typographical error in the agenda in relation to the voting requirement. The item requires an absolute majority decision of council, not simple. For elected members, if there are any questions in relation to attachment 6.1A and 6.1B, we will need to move behind closed doors. CEO, can you please confirm the reason for confidentiality?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The reasons are in accordance with Section 5.232EII of the Local Government Act 1995, which deals with information that has commercial value to a person, and Section 5.232C, which deals with contracts which may be entered into by local government.
Thank you. Just give Councillor Bain the opportunity to get her microphone working. I feel that this could be pivotal. No problem. Fair to say our microphones are not our strongest suit at the City of Perth, but we are working on it. Don't worry about that. Oh, can you test it?
Hello, testies.
Amazing. Thank you, Councillor Bain. CEO, thank you. Would anybody like to move a motion to deal with this item? Anybody want to speak to it? Speak to the attachments?
Oh, not to the attachments.
Okay. Right, sorry. So if no one to speak to it, then we should be. Okay, so we can keep it open then. That being the case, nobody wishing to speak to the attachments, can I please have a mover to close, to deal with the item? That's right. Would anybody like to move a motion to deal with the item? Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Leeser. Would the mover like to speak?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I would like to take this opportunity to speak in support of the motion. With hundreds of people sleeping rough in the city each night, the city continues to face challenges to balance the expectations of the residents, as we heard tonight, and local business, while maintaining a duty of care to people experiencing homelessness. While acknowledging that responsibility for funding homelessness primarily is a state responsibility, I believe the community is looking for our city to show leadership and to provide some practical interim solutions. So the week-long trial of Safe Nights conducted by RUA and Uniting during Homelessness Week in 2019 saw many benefits of the program, enabling people to better engage with available services to start their journey back to permanent home. Simple thing, stories I heard, like women who sleep in jeans on the street for fear of being attacked, could actually be comfortable and rest in the evening. So I think we all understand how important it is for everyone to have a place to call home. I think we all understand the complexity of the issue. There's many reasons why people experience homelessness, and there's no one-size-fits-all, and definitely there's no perfect solution. But I think we need to do our best to keep working on possible solutions and keep collaborating with the state and to put the WA strategy to end homelessness and help move it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Leeser, as the seconder, would you like to speak to the motion? Would anyone like to speak against the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Lord Mayor.
Councillor Gordon.
When this matter first came before Council in November, I was supportive as our officers presented a viable solution to an ongoing problem, a problem which was evident to our residents, our ratepayers and visitors to our city. At that time, the state government was not taking any action to address homelessness in the city of Perth, and their inactivity compelled us to step up and operate outside our usual parameters. Fast forward to today, and the state government has committed $14 million to create an interim common ground for approximately 100 people. While for me, the implementation of a safe night space is no longer agreeable at this venue, whilst may be palatable to house homeless women in East Perth, the option to amend the guidelines to allow all genders access is inhibited by its proximity to high density residential areas, including accommodation for families as well as many businesses.
Whether these issues would be actual or only perceived, we do not know, but it is something that we do not have stakeholder buy-in on. I'm not confident that we'll get value for money on establishing this as a female-only venue, and without the ability to amend to allow all genders, I'm concerned that we still aren't addressing the actual issue for our residents and our ratepayers. How does the proposed establishment clean up our moles? How does a women-only safe night space make our visitors to our city feel more inclined to come on a regular basis? I don't consider that taking this action will help our ratepayers. I implore my fellow councillors to pause on this process just for a little bit longer, to remember that we never set out to solve homelessness, to acknowledge that the state government is now acting in this space, as they should and as they should have already. I encourage you to exercise restraint at this time. The commissioners have already committed this council to spending $3 million on homelessness initiatives. We do not have confirmation that this expenditure of a further $2.5 million can go towards that commitment. That is $5.5 million of our ratepayers' money locked up, paying for initiatives which are the responsibility of the state government. We have no exit strategy, and once we commence operating in this space, it will be difficult to stop. I note that the recommendation does not consider any opportunity costs of committing this building for 2 years. It would be prudent to await the result of the property policy initiated by Councillor Fleeton. I've spoken to Councillor Fleeton today, and he's disappointed he cannot be here, but shares his concerns about our current approach. Again, I encourage my colleagues just to take a break, just for a little while longer. Await clarity from the state government on what the interim common ground solution is, how many people will it help, and whether our spend on the safe night space will satisfy our commitment under the city deal, notwithstanding the fact they've advised they do not endorse safe night spaces. And I'd like to move a deferral motion on this.
Is there a seconder in the room for the deferral motion? Councillor Gobbett. Okay. Deputy Lord Mayor, as the mover, you have the right of reply.
I guess in relation to the state government, the Common Ground Project was announced 18 months ago, the permanent Common Ground Project, and my understanding is the design stage hasn't even been entered into yet, so we could potentially be waiting a long time. As I said, there's no perfect solution, and no matter where it goes, there's going to be people who don't want it on their door, and I understand that. You know, the views of the community 100%. But it is a trial. If it doesn't work, we can close it down. It's a start. It's doing something that's proactive. And I think, you know, the community wants to see action on this and a start.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we take a vote, when are you deferring it to, Councillor Gordon?
My understanding is I don't have to provide a specific date, so my proposal would be to defer until such time as we have clarity on the interim common ground and whether this expenditure can contribute to the city of this Perth City deal.
Okay, well, we capture that and that answers the question. Okay, so we put the deferral to a vote. Okay, so all those in favour? All those in favour are Councillor Gordon, Councillor Bain and Councillor Gobbett. All those against, and they are Councillor Coe, Councillor Bevan, Lord Mayor, Deputy Lord Mayor and Councillor Leeser. So the motion is defeated 5-2-3. 5-3. So we'll continue the debate and invite anybody to speak against the motion, and I might... for the motion, and I might take that opportunity. So in response in some ways to some of the points that were made by Councillor Councillor Gordon, I understand the frustration and the ambiguity around the state government stepping up or not stepping up. A couple of things I'd say. We know that the Common Ground facility is still 2 to 3 years away. And I think this fills some of that void. We also know the state government recently tried to step into this space with a 100-bed facility at Wellington Street, which was announced on a Sunday, and by the Wednesday it was announced that they didn't have the lease that they'd said they'd announced. That's how I've seen them step into this space. That's why I feel the City of Perth has to play a role. That's why I continue to say we need to accept some of the responsibility, even though, Councillor Gordon, you're quite correct, it is a state government responsibility. Quite frankly, I'm not seeing enough of it quickly enough. And that's why I think the Safe Night Space provides some solution, an interim measure, and clearly the community needs one of those. Is there anybody that would like to speak against, anyone else that would like to speak against the motion?
A question, Lord Mayor.
Yes.
On page 5 of the report, under item 2, correct, I'm allowed to discuss that or refer to it, but it's not confidential.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Page 5. Is it in the confidential attachment?
The motion that's in the report. That's fine. Thank you for that clarification. Through you, Lord Mayor, potentially to our CFO, under recommendation number 2, approves the total allocation of $2.417270 million. What does that represent as a component, as a percentage of our rates notice? If that's unbudgeted, if we were to increase that, what would that represent as a percentage increase on the rates notice?
As per protocol, Councillor Gobbett, I will refer that to the CEO for her to on-send where she sees fit.
Thank you. To the Project Director, Strategic Finance, also our CFO, Michael Kent.
Thank you very much, through the Chair. Councillor Gobbett, an amount of $2.4 billion would be in the vicinity of 2.5% of the city's rate shield.
Thank you for that clarification. And to continue on, if I may, Lord Mayor, to speak against the recommendation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you're correct in that we do have a role here, and it's difficult to land at a position on what that role is. Certainly being the capital city, there is a focus on people wanting to come here and how they interact with the city. And Councillor Bain is quite correct in what she said in the past, is the standard that you walk past is the standard you accept. And I don't think that anyone here would, in their right mind, accept that someone should be homelessness. But our role as an industry, I think, is more in the coordination of services. I don't want to lose an appetite for that component of how we address the issue. But if we start getting into territory that isn't ours as an industry, it concerns me that little bit by little bit we see rates notices increase. And when it's an area of our society that we're not responsible for, I think it's a difficult argument to sell. I don't think it creates the ease for us to apply pressure on the state to maintain that it is their ultimate responsibility to deliver services around homelessness. And I think this just makes it easier for them to not do something for another 3 years. If we hold back and we say maybe this isn't the best solution for us as a local authority and we don't enter into this space, then I think that creates the pressure on the state to do something more and quicker. And even though the recent announcement by the state wasn't perfect, I think it indicates that they are willing to step up. But this sort of action, if this motion is successful, I don't think really creates that immediate nature for them to do something. We need to be applying the pressure on the state government to do that. Yeah, it's a difficult issue to deal with, as I've said, but I can't support the motion, unfortunately. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gobbett. Would anybody else like to speak for the motion? Yes, Councillor Coe.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. So I am in support of this motion, and it's based off the idea that these homeless people, if you ever get a chance to go out in the middle of the night and meet these people, it is a jungle out there. They're always living in fear. They're always worried about someone over the back of the shoulder. That's why they like to sleep in areas where there's lots of light, lots of visibility. The reason why I'm supporting this this safe night space is that the evidence supports that if you give these homeless people 1-2 nights of good night's sleep, they'll be able to access the adequate services that they need to get themselves a home, to get themselves the correct emergency services in place. Some of these people don't know where to go. And so this is why I think this is a good idea, where people can get access to some of these homeless services, talk to each other, find out how do I, you know, get a passport or get like an ID, you know, just to find a place for them to get some help. And so this is why I'm supporting this. And it is a trial, and that investment into that building, say this trial ends up being not quite right, that investment will still be there. You know, we'll be fixing the air conditioner, we'll be fixing up the kitchen in that building. We can repurpose that building for something else. That investment doesn't go away. So I don't see this as a big waste of money. I see this as an opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Coe. Would anybody else like to speak against the motion? Would anybody else wish to speak at all? Okay, that being the case, we will now... Deputy Lord Mayor?
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
I'm just curious, perhaps through the Chair, to get a sense of what community consultation was done. We've been told in the past that there was a lot of community consultation done, and that's why at our first meeting, when we were presented with the idea and we were all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, we were given this as a, you know, a piece where there was a lot of work that had been done.
Thank you, Councillor Bain. I will refer that again to Emma Landers if I can. Emma, who I introduced earlier, Alliance Manager Community Services. Emma.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
By the CEO, that is. Thank you.
So in terms of safe night spaces, has actually been on the agenda for a couple of years now. We did a lot of engagement with the sector, Department of Communities and other community members around possible solutions or a type of solution for people who were experiencing homelessness and specifically rough sleeping in the city. We had a number of working groups, and we also had a committee that was co-chaired by the Commissioner McMath and John Kerry at the time. So in terms of the solution, there was quite a significant amount of engagement in developing that. In terms of the location, with a number of homelessness initiatives that the city has undertaken, we've actually undergone quite extensive engagement across 30-odd locations across the city. Across all those locations, the general consensus with community was that they definitely supported the need of the community, of the city, of doing something in relation to homelessness. But again, the consensus across all those sites was that they didn't want it in that particular location. So, and there were also locations within the East Perth area. So I think taking that, we were aware that that would be the same in this particular location as well.
Thank you,
Lord Mayor.
Appreciate that. Yes, Councillor Gobbin.
Ms. Landers mentioned that there was extensive consultation across the city. Did that involve mail outs, drop ins, emails, postal?
Not for me to speak for Ms. Landers, but I think she might say that letters were sent out at the end of November 2020 to 1,024 residents and ratepayers. That's the information that I've got in front of me. But Ms. Landers, you might like to speak.
Thanks. So, yes, Lord Mayor, that's correct. That was in relation to Rod Evans Centre itself. So at the beginning of December, we sent out 1,024 letters to residents and ratepayers in the East Perth location, including a further 648 emails. That was to inform residents and the community that the Rod Evans Centre had been identified as a location for safe night space. And that was also to direct people to the Engage Perth website and also to the two engagement sessions that we had set up before Christmas.
Thank you, Alliance Manager Community Services. Is there anybody else which wishes to speak or has a question?
Just to follow up, if I may.
Councillor Bain.
Obviously, you have engaged with over 1,000 people and hundreds of people via email. How many people complained or were opposed to it?
by the CEO. Back to Emma. Emma.
Thank you, Councillor Bain. So at those two engagement sessions, we had 12 people in total attend. I think it was 7 to the first session and 5 to the second, and we've only had one question come through Engage Perth, and that was last Friday.
Thank you, Emma.
Sorry, any... Mayor, I don't believe the question was answered. It was what was the support or...
Of the 7 and the 5 and the 1. CEO, via you. Emma?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. So, again, people were generally supportive of the concept. The main concern was in the management of the surrounding area, and there was feedback that there wasn't enough CCTV. So we've incorporated additional CCTV in that area. And the other concern was that the City of Perth was paying for a service that should be covered by a state government.
Yes, Councillor Bain.
Sorry, I won't hog the microphone. Were any of the 12 members of the East Perth Community Group that attended your sessions or supplied feedback?
Not that we're aware of through the Lord Mayor, Chair.
CEO, did you have something you wish to add?
Yes, Lord Mayor. I think members of the East Perth Community Group attended, however, didn't identify themselves as East Perth Community Group because we held a meeting at the Sir Charles Court Music Centre, and I can't recall if it was one or two of the East Perth Community Group members said they had attended but did not identify themselves.
It was two, yeah. I remember. I was there when they said it. Yeah. Maybe T-shirts or something like that, so we know who the East Perth Community Group members are. Are there any other comments? Or
a question, if I may.
Yes.
In the previous iteration of the Safe Night Spaces, a second venue was identified, which was far from habitable at that stage. Mm. So if the councillors were to determine not to proceed with this the Rod Evans Centre, how far away would that location be if we were to approve funding to make it habitable?
When you say how far, you mean how
time-wise,
long would it take?
Yeah, I think it would cost
right.
a lot of money.
Okay. To the CEO, I know it was a significantly larger amount of money.
Yes, and I think if I could invite the manager, Alliance Manager Community Services, because or else the CFO, because there was a cost differential as well.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. So we did some preliminary work, and we were hoping that we could complete it within a three-month process period, but that was just for the basement of that particular building. If we were to do the entire building, then we would be looking at least 6 months, including or plus a procurement process.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you, CEO. Does anybody else have anything they wish to speak? A question, perhaps?
It's just a question. Just the dollar value, like in addition
of the other
timing
facility?
Of the other facility to bring it up to scratch.
Yeah, and was that location in... No? Can I refer to it as Stirling Street?
Yeah.
Stirling Street it is. What was the dollar value?
If I could refer to the manager.
Yeah, so we're looking at approximately $2.4 million.
And that's as opposed to what... what cost here?
About $670,000.
Thank you.
And just for clarification, is that for the entire building or is that the basement?
Oh, sorry. That was for the entire building. For the basement, it was around
$800,000. Okay. Thank you, Alliance Manager. Does anybody else have any further questions? Okay. Deputy Lord Mayor... as the mover, would you like to close the discussion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I guess just reiterating that there's no perfect solution, but, you know, in the absence of any other facilities for people experiencing homelessness, and it is a trial, the idea is to try something and make a decision from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'll now put this motion. All those in favour... Councillor Bain, Councillor Coe, Councillor Bevan, the Lord Mayor, the Deputy Lord Mayor, and Councillor Leeza, and all those against, Councillor Gordon and Councillor Gobbett. So I will declare the motion carried 6-2. 6-2? 6-2. Okay. So where are we? So with that, ladies and gentlemen, there being no further business, I will now declare the special council meeting closed, and thank you all very much for your attendance at 4:45 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Please all rise for the departure of the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis.
Thank you.